Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm working here as your host today because this show is all about you, all about how you can get your money and or your business working for you so you don't have to work so dang hard for your money. This is about how you create a life of great lifestyle today rather than having to wait 30 or 40 years. That's what this is all about. So a quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make great returns on your money while making a difference in people's lives, you got to check these guys out. You know, what they do is they actually crowdfund people's money so you can be able to keep people in their homes and be able to help them refinance and stay in their homes. And so a great cause, and you can make great returns with as little as $100 invested. So go check out their website. Their website's www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP.com. Today, as part of our show, I want to talk about how do we break our income barriers? How do we create new levels of income that you've never attained before? And this is something that I've experienced a lot throughout my career. This is something I've experienced, especially in the last couple years, is I've broken many, many income barriers. And I want to kind of dig deep into this because if you feel like you've ever plateaued, you feel like that there's just like this glass ceiling where you think, I'm just so close. If I could just break through that ceiling, if I could just hit this income level, whether it's $5,000, $10,000, $100,000 a month, or whatever it might be, or whatever it is per year that you're trying to hit. If you've got income goals for 2018, I suggest you take some good notes here because that's exactly what I'm going to teach you how to do. So the first thing we got to start off, I'm just going to make a few key points with this. First things first, I'll tell you, like with my own situation, like I've been all over the board. I mean, I've been in places where I've been in poverty. I've been in places where I've lost, many of you have heard, I've been in the hole $1 million before. I had no money and no credit to be able to battle out of that. I had to do it purely by generating income. I had to do it by getting creative and being resourceful with the resources I have. Not all of it was creating income, of course, and I've got that ebook that's on my website, moneyripples.com. There's that free ebook you can get where it actually talks about some of those key things. But income's an important one because you can only cut expenses back so far, but income can be limitless. The only problem is for many of us, income doesn't seem limitless. So what's the first thing that has to happen? First, you got to know, you got to first and foremost not trade time for money. You got to understand that value is what allows us to have more income, not time, not hard work. It's none of those things. It's not dependent upon how hard you work or how many hours you work. Despite what everybody tells you, I don't care how many people tell you to 10x everything and you need to work 150,000 hours a week. That's for me personally, that's not the lifestyle I want nor ever want to. I love my lifestyle of working about 10 to 20 hours a week. That's kind of my sweet spot. This is part of that work time is that I get to teach you guys. And this is why this podcast is an outlet for me to teach and do what I love. And so when we're talking about this, what is it really that it is the cause of money? What is the cause of income? And it's value. It's not an amount of time. It's not an amount of hard work. It's value. What value are you creating for other people? Stop asking, hey, what does it take for me to make more money? Because that's an old question that doesn't work. Instead, ask, how do I create more value for more people? And for those of you that have already, you already get this and you're maybe already doing this, ask yourself, how can I create more value for more people with less of my time is the next one. How can I create that leverage, right? Because sometimes your barriers might be might not be breaking because you haven't figured out how to create leverage. You're doing the same thing and you're realizing you're getting maxed. You might feel like you're maxed with your time, the amount of money you make in that period of time. You might feel like you're maxed because, you know, you just don't know how to get there. And so the first thing you got to understand is that dollars follow value. You got to create more value for people. Now, you don't have to spend more time doing it. You could create more value for less people. For example, how can you create deeper value? How can you create a higher amount of value so that you get paid more while working with less? You know, I saw something interesting on Facebook the other day. I have a lot of chiropractors that follow me, and I even follow some of them too. And somebody brought up, he asked a question. He would ask a chiropractor, he'd say, "Hey, how many of you guys would prefer, you know, 50 patients coming in at $100 a visit? Or would you prefer 100 patients coming in at $50 a visit?" And he says, almost every time in that field, people will say 100 patients at $50. And he's like, "That's ridiculous." And I thought the same thing. He's like, "That's ridiculous. I would much rather see 50 patients, if I were a chiropractor, see 50 patients for $100 versus 100 patients at $50. Why? Well, granted, you might feel like you're getting more impact, and that's part of the thing, but it doesn't do anything for you. What is your family losing out on because you're not around, because you're being so overworked and overtaxed to try to hit these new income barriers and so forth? You don't have to sacrifice your family or your health or your livelihood to do this. In fact, you can have an amazing lifestyle without having to work yourself to the bone. And so when you realize, like, it's not about the amount of time or volume, although those things can all help, of course, it's about value. What can I do to create more value? If you do it with less people, that's even better. So I'll tell you, like, from my own experience, like, when I first started out as being a financial advisor, and now it's been 16 years, right? When I first started out there, I thought, okay, you know, I'm just going to have to, you know, bring in hordes of people, right? And I remember I had a really tough time making a lot of money. I thought, man, I thought I'd be making more money than this, you know, with the amount of people I'm meeting with. Now, granted, there are some factors you can change. If you're in business, factors like close ratios, you know, getting people to say yes more often, spending less time on those appointments. There's things like that, right, on the sales conversation side. That if you get more effective there, you can spend a lot less time. I know with most time when I talk to people, many of you guys have been reaching out to me, oftentimes you're reaching out to me because you are the perfect fit for what I do. And so me to coach you guys, like, wow, it doesn't have to be much of a conversation. I just have to determine whether or not I can get you results. It's pretty simple. You know, it's not like it's probably the least salesy type of conversation you've ever had, you know, because it's just simply like, okay, you want this? Can I do it? Yes or no? You know, and most of the time you guys have already figured out that I'm exactly who you need, you know, and so it's very easy to get past that. And so I remember I did meet with a lot of people, but I wasn't meeting with the right people. And I also wasn't, you know, doing really well on the sales side. I was new in business. I was just getting to learn it. Plus I was taught bad sales techniques from other crappy, financial advisors and people like that. People that actually did okay with their sales techniques, but again, they did volume. And that just to me is ridiculous. It's crazy to have to do that much. And so I bring this up because the most important point is you got to understand the principle behind income and money. If you understand the principles behind it and you not just understand it mentally, like you get it logically, but you understand it to your core where it becomes a part of you, where you just naturally go and create value. You're always looking for ways to add more value and looking to hear what issues or problems people are dealing with and seeing how you can uniquely solve those problems. You'll find that it's very easy for you to do that. So that's why I say first things first, before you even try to do the step number two, you got to, again, get a good foundation and understanding of that. It's not about time. It's not about labor. Although you got to perform a good labor, you know, a good value for people. It's really about value, and people will pay you more than what they think it's worth. They'll pay you what you feel is worth more. Like, you'll accept less. You know, you'll accept a certain dollar amount because in your life, you realize that the money is more important than the value you're delivering. So to you, the money is more valuable than that. But to them, the service you're rendering is more valuable to them than the money. And so all you have to do is figure out, how do I give people more of what they want? So, all right, I know I've beaten the dead horse with this, but it's so important. It's so vital. And so I'm going to stop with that. Okay, next thing. Now, next thing is I want to talk about reverse engineering. Now, if you can realize that you can create more value, you know, for example, like maybe you realize that you've been getting paid about $100 an hour, right? The question is, how do you get up to $200 an hour? You know, now let's say you get up to $200 an hour and your goal is to make $100,000 a year. You got to reverse engineer and say, all right, what does that take? So at $200 divided by 100,000, you know, we do the math. We'll find out that's about 500 hours, right? And actually, I'm hoping that's the case. I'm doing this all off the top of my head, but that should be 500 hours. Well, all right, that's about 10 hours a week, isn't it? And you're thinking like, whoa, wait, that's that easy? Yeah. Okay, cool. That's what it takes. Now, what if your goal is $1 million a year? Now, if you're doing $200 an hour and your goal is to hit $1 million, you're going to realize, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Let's do the math here. That's $5,000 an hour, right? Or that's $5,000. Sorry, take that back. 5,000 hours. Now you divide that up. You're like, wait a minute, we don't have that much time. You know, the average, you know, full-time person. Now you could, right? I mean, you could do that. That would be 100 hours a week, give or take. That's a lot. You know, so if your bill is to get up $1 million, you might think, wow, this is really this might seem impossible. Now I'm going to add a little bonus here. I would question why you have the income goal you have. Because I remember early on when I first started Money Ripples, I hired a coach. I remember we went out to lunch, and as we were talking, I said, like, yeah, my goal is to create, you know, a great, huge, massive coaching company and you know, making at least $5, $10 million a year. And I want to do that in the next few years. I think I could really do that. I think I can get to $1 million pretty quickly, but I want to do that. And she kind of looked at me and said, Chris, you know, I've worked for coaches that have done that. She's like, I'll tell you, when you hit that $5 million mark, things change. Like, your life is not the same. In fact, your life kind of gets sacrificed in many. She's like, I've seen many of those coaches. When they get over the $5 million year hump, I'm not saying this is true with everybody, but she's like, when you get over that $5 million year hump, your life is never the same. You don't have really much of a lifestyle anymore. Yeah, sure, you might go travel places, but you're pretty busy doing everything. You know, and she's like, even if you leverage and you get people hired, it takes a lot of process and system to do that. She's like, so Chris, what is it you really want? She's like, is it just because, you know, why do you want to make $5 or $10 million a year? I was like, well, I know I'll be impacting lots of people if I'm doing that much. I'll do tons there, and I know that my life will be, you know, I'll have a great life myself. She's like, Chris, I've seen people making $300,000 a year having a better life than people that make $5 million a year in their business. And that kind of, that really threw me for something. I was like, whoa. I'd never considered that before. And, you know, and it wasn't that she was just saying settle. I'm not saying that at all, because again, you might be already be making $300,000 a year. You might say, I just need to break higher. But the point was great. And I realized that when I started to shift my focus, I'm like, you know, I still want to make an impact, but I don't have to go speak all over the country like I was thinking I had to do. I can speak from right here, from right now in New Mexico, as I'm staying in a vacation home right now. You know, I can do stuff from right here and teach you right here, right now. And I can have great impact in people's lives. I can have impact in you at 2 a.m. when I'm sleeping. You know, that's the beauty. I don't have to be standing in front of you. Now, do I love speaking? Of course I do. But I'll tell you, if you're looking for an income goal, first you got to ask yourself, what is it I really want? Because you can have income and you can have lifestyle and you can have both. But you got to ask yourself, what is it really? So many people will say $100,000 a year is their goal. I get that all the time, or $10,000 a month, right? They're like, I want to get to $10,000 a month, five figures a month. Cool. All right. Why? What's so big about that? You know, I had a client, he's like, I want to do $1 million in my business this year. And I remember I kind of got in his face a little bit. I was like, well, why do you want that? And it was his first real full year in business. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, but $1 million's not, you're not there yet. You're not mentally there. I'm like, you mentally can do $100,000 easy. I think you can even do a couple $100,000, but you're not mentally in a place to make $1 million. Your mind hasn't gone there yet. You haven't been or doing anything that would actually equate to getting you into $1 million. And that's more than just creating value and working hard. It's actually a mindset that goes there. And so, you know, we did reverse engineer and I showed him what it would take to get to $1 million. I said, but here's the thing. What about making less? And I remember we got towards the end of the year. He was in the last quarter. He'd only make about, I think he made about $130,000. So he's trying to make $900,000 basically in the next few months, you know, of that year. And I said, here's the thing. Like, what would happen if he didn't make $1 million? And his wife actually piped in. She's like, well, that'd be devastating. It'd be horrible. I'm like, why? What's so horrible? What if you hit 400,000 this year, which would be a great feat that you could do still? What if you hit 400,000? And they're like, that's just unacceptable. I'm like, why? Why is that unacceptable? And they didn't really have a good answer because they're so dead set on a stupid number that they failed to see the point of, wait, you realize this goes in by degrees, for one. You got to mentally go there first. And then two, hey, that's a good, successful year for somebody's second year in business. That's awesome. You know, nothing to frown about, nothing to get depressed about. And you know what happened? They didn't hit their goals. I know they didn't. And by the next year, guess what? Like they almost like dropped out, you know, like for a matter of several months. And now he's trying to resurface again. And so my point is this, is that, you know, one, we already talked about this earlier, is one, we want to make sure that you know that dollars follow value, and that's about value. It's not about time. Two, you got to reverse engineer it and figure it out based on that value you're delivering. And it's very simple to figure out. I mean, you want $1 million a year. If you're charging 5,000 bucks, it means you need 200, you know, 5,000 per client, you need 200 clients, right? You can do simple math like that, you know, things like that. Or if you charge $1,000 for your product or service, great. Well, then you need 1,000 clients to hit $1 million a year. Or if you're 100,000 a year, you only need 100 clients, right? And that's, you break it up by a month, that's 8 a month. You know, you can reverse engineer quickly. But I got to, again, challenge you as that bonus is, you know, challenge why you want that income. What is it you're really trying to get? What's behind the income? What do you think the money's going to get you? That is key. Now, the third thing, and I already said this, is that your mind has to go there. Your mind already has to hit there. So just like I said to this couple, I said, you're mentally not there at $1 million. You got to get there. And what does that take? That means you got to really be at a place where you're mentally at a place of making $80,000 a month, right? You know, and I remember this happened to me. I remember for me, like when I first broke, you know, 2006, when I was able to retire the first time, when I first broke 10,000 a month in a month, just a single month, I was like, whoa, my world was shaken. I'd never seen that before. Now it became more sustainable. It became more possible, but I had to mentally go there. And I remember even when I launched Money Ripples, my goal is as quickly as possible to get to 10,000 a month. So within the first year, I made over 100 grand in Money Ripples, despite having a 2-year non-compete with my previous company I had started. And so, I was pretty proud of that. I was like, that's cool. And then the next step was, okay, let's consistently do 10,000 a month. So I would hit, you know, maybe 20,000 some months, and then maybe like 4,000 or 5,000 other months, right? It would vary, you know, and I still hit over 100,000, but I wanted to get that higher. Eventually I was like, I want the 10,000 to be the minimum standard. So that what's acceptable? I was like, no, I want to make sure I'm making at least 10,000 a month baseline. And after about a year or two, I got there. I mean, there's a few random months where it might've gone below, but there's also some months where it did way higher. And so I got there. And so I kept seeing it going up and up. Now you've probably heard my previous podcast where I had bad time where, you know, my bad year still was over 100,000 a year. But it wasn't a growing year. It actually shrunk that year. That was 2015. And then 2016 and then 2017, both those years have broken records. 2017 nearly tripled my best year, which was 2016 before. And so here's what I did, is that mentally I had to go there. So for example, at first I had to get a baseline. I was like, you know what? And this is back in 2016. I was like, I need to have a baseline where I mentally make 20,000 a month as like my baseline. Like that's got to be the place where I go. And it took some time because I, again, mentally had to go there. I had to expect it. So much so that when it started to happen, it wasn't a shock. It wasn't a surprise to me at all. I thought, this is it. Like, yep, this is what I should have been doing the whole time. In fact, haven't I been doing this? And that was the key, is that I fully expected to be there. And that's critical. That's a critical point because, you know, it's just like in Spanish, the word for hope is esperanza, right? Which comes from esperar, to wait or to expect, you know? And that's the thing, is that you have to have an expectation of like, yeah, I get that. Now, even if I didn't hit it during those times, it was fine. I got non-attached to the results. In fact, the more non-attached I've become to results, my income goals, funny enough, the more I hit them. Now, I still want to hit those goals, right? I still have that as part of my thing, but I don't get bummed. I don't get depressed if I don't hit it. I just realize, hey, nothing's perfect. It's funny because as I've worked more emotionally on myself, and that's helped translate into my business and my relationships and everything, I realized too that the more personal development I've done, the more stable I've been able to be too with my income. So then pretty soon that 20,000 a month was a baseline, you know? And then my mind went to the next place. I'm like, wait, what if? Now, I could have said, you know, let's go to 30,000 and 40,000. But I knew some things were coming in the pipe, especially with how I was creating value. It's like, you know what? What if that baseline was like 50,000? And what if we can even break some months where I even break over 100,000 a month? What would that be like? And so for months, this is last year, in 2017, for months I prepared, like mentally prepared, well before I even saw those numbers. I was like, I'm just going to prepare for that. Like, I want to get there. And so I did. I was like, okay, let's just see what happens. And pretty soon, next thing you know, bam, 100,000 a month. And guess what? I was happy. I was grateful, but I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised. Like, oh, that's cool. You know, then doing it month after month, you know, and again and again. And again, I still think like, hey, I want to do a baseline of at least 40, 50,000. Cool. You know, mentally, I'm like, that's a cool baseline. But for me, I'm like, you know, I want to keep it over. Like, let's just keep this at 100,000. Because even if I raise the temperature, even if that doesn't, you know, let's just say that's not consistent, right? Let's just say that I don't do 100,000 every single month. Still, I'm like, hey, my mind's gone there enough that it's stretching my mind enough to say, I could do that. I could definitely do that. And as I have, it's funny now, it's like, oh, I kind of expect it. And it's kind of interesting. I'm kind of curious to see how this moves forward as I've been making six figures a month instead of just six figures a year to say, hey, you know what? What's this going to be like? You know, what? How is this really created? And again, like, I love it. Like, I don't, the thing is, I don't need that. Like, I honestly am seriously not attached. I don't need to make 100,000 a month. I'd be totally happy making, you know, like I said, like even that baseline before of like 20,000, I'd be totally happy there and have a great lifestyle of making 20, 30, 40,000 a month. No problem. I could do all the things I want to do. I could, you know, hit a lot of my financial goals. And, you know, again, like I've already got to a place I could retire, you know, so it's not like I need to hit anything. But I tell you, like the key to breaking those barriers is that your mind has to go there first. You have to get there to a place to say, what does that take? What kind of person do I need to be? Not just what I need to do, although that's important too, but who do I need to be able to get to that space? And that takes some time. That takes you actually getting into the mindset of those people that are already there. This is why you listen to podcasts. This is why you read good books. This is why you do these things. Because your mind has to go there. And you got to surround and have your mind talk. All the talk you got to have has got to match the vibration of what creates that kind of income. And I'll tell you, it is a vibration. There is a definite vibration. You got to be at a place where mentally you're already there. And you'll start to realize you'll resonate with people too. You might think like, hey, I need to surround myself with better people. You know, they tell you that you tend to be the average of the five people you surround yourself with. You know, you tend to have the average of their incomes. Well, you could probably say, hey, I want to hang out with people that make millions a year or even billions. Cool. Well, that's great. But will they want to hang out with you? You know, you got to mentally already be at that place or getting there, you know, to do that. And so the way you get there mentally is one, like I said, you know, read good books, listen to good podcasts, listen to people and do surround yourself. Even if you can't be with those people physically, surround yourself with their voice, surround yourself with their words and don't focus so much on what they did, but how they think, because how they think is the key. There's people that are making way more money than you doing the same things you're doing, but they do it a little bit differently and they have a different thought and different vibration level that does things differently. You know, there's, like, I'm telling you, like, it's so awesome when you start to attract the right people into your business, if you're a business owner, or having the right opportunities show up. You know, I expect success. I expect it. I expect all of that, you know, and I see a lot of people where they can make even decent income and they don't expect success and they wonder why they just work their tails off making a good income. If you find yourself overworked, working your tail off, and even if you're making a good income, but you don't have the lifestyle to go with it, that's your next step. Is how do you get the lifestyle to go with it? How do you change that? Because I don't want you guys dying. Like, to me, the money's not worth sacrificing quality of life. Now, don't get me wrong. For those of you that haven't got there yet, like where you say, oh, well, I don't want to sacrifice my quality of life, so I'm just not going to make more money. That's dumb. that's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is that, you know, you need to make sure that what you're doing aligns with the kind of life that you want. You got to be crystal clear on what you want. Just like anytime you make a goal, you got to be crystal clear what you want and why you want it, and then figure out what do we do to create that. So guys, I'm telling you, you can get there. You know, any of these income goals, you just got to mentally go there first. You got to make sure to reverse engineer it. Keep creating ways to create more value, to deliver more. Whether you're using your time and energy or using your money and resources that way, there's ways to do it. And I tell you, there are many ways to do it. So my challenge to you guys is this, is that go, you know, create with all the time, the energy, with your money and resources. You've got so much out there. There's so much abundance, so much opportunity available. And never, now more than ever, is there an opportunity to create more income and more freedom in your life right now. Hey, I hope this has inspired you today. I want to keep inspiring you. Please keep listening to these podcasts. Get this in your head. Keep, you know, share this with other people. Talk about it with other people. Create conversations, because the more you talk about this and the more you share, the more you teach, the more you internalize it, and the more it becomes a part of you to where you start breaking into new places. I'm telling you, it's what you create comes out of your mouth, out of your head and out of your mouth. It's all right there, guys. So anyways, you make it a great and prosperous week, and I hope it's a prosperous new year for you. Let me know how I can serve you. This is Chris Miles signing off. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.